Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the B-21 Raider, the Space Development Agency, and the Navy's mine warfare capabilities. First, Northrop Grumman and the Air Force have unveiled the B-21 Raider, America's newest long-range strategic bomber. The B-21 Raider is being called a sixth-generation aircraft and is designed to penetrate air defenses and deliver nuclear or conventional weapons deep in enemy territory and return undetected to a base in the United States. Test flights are expected to begin sometime in 2023, meaning the program could go from concept to flight in 8 years. Northrop Grumman is aiming to deliver the first Raiders to the Air Force by the middle of the 2020s. The B-21 was a digitally designed bomber from day one, meaning Northrop Grumman abandoned the traditional means of designing aircraft on paper, computer-aided design files, and clay models, and embraced the new era of digital engineering, according to the company. The technique uses computer modeling and data that represent the characteristics of complex systems. Engineers can run component tests on computer simulations rather than building real-world equivalents, which take time and money. Developers can then create an entire computer-simulated aircraft, what's known as a digital twin, on which to run tests. For the B-21, the Air Force chose a wing-shaped design similar to the first stealth bomber, the Northrop Grumman-built B-2 Spirit. The all-digital open architecture will make the aircraft more adaptable, as potential opponents inevitably improve their radars and other sensors. The Air Force will be able to perform upgrades to the aircraft's electronic systems to keep up with them. After the Raiders go into production and are sent to the Air Force for operations, the aircraft's open architecture will keep them relevant. The ability to rapidly swap out both software and hardware will also make the aircraft more flexible. In addition, maintainability has been a key requirement. The Air Force and Navy in recent years have struggled to keep their aircraft fleets operable due to parts shortages and obsolescence, lack of maintainers, and other problems. The aircraft's next steps will be runway tests, where the B-21 will roll down the tarmac without taking off. Two pilots will be in the cockpit for these tests, one employed by Northrop Grumman, the other an Air Force officer. As for when the B-21 will take to the sky, officials are aiming for mid-2023, but say that that is not engraved in stone. Next, the Space Development Agency officially became part of the Space Force in October 2022. Through its acquisition strategy that prioritizes delivery speed over cost and performance, the agency is looking to transform how the service procures and fields new technologies and capabilities from the inside out. The agency has led the Defense Department's efforts to develop the National Defense Space Architecture, a system of proliferated satellite constellations primarily in low Earth orbit. These will provide warfighters beyond line-of-sight targeting of mobile objects, such as ships and advanced missiles in flight. To put the new spacecraft in orbit as soon as possible, the agency introduced an acquisition strategy called Spiral Development, fielding capabilities in 2-year stages called tranches. Rather than wait for the best platform possible, the agency incentivized solutions that maintain the architecture's rapid fielding schedule over cost and performance, an agency official said. This rapid acquisition strategy, with competition for contracts every other year, relies heavily on industry to continue providing the necessary capabilities. The agency has faced some delays, but remains committed to its disruptive approach. The initial launch of Tranche Zero satellites was originally scheduled for September 2022, but vendors identified challenges to the delivery schedule. It was pushed to December 2022 and then to March 2023 after careful analysis and input from the vendors, an SDA spokesperson said.
The agency anticipates all Tranche 0 satellites will be flying in time to participate in critical capability demonstrations, including military exercises in summer 2023 and missile targeting demonstrations in 2024. The Space Force is also trying to improve upon traditional Defense Department acquisition practices. One of the service's other acquisition arms, Space Systems Command, has already taken a cue from the Space Development Agency in its plans to acquire missile warning and tracking satellites for a medium Earth orbit network, following the model of spiral development to get things up and operational, the agency official said. Last, sea-based mine warfare is in a state of flux, suspended between decades-old manned technologies and a long-promised future of multi-domain unmanned drones capable of finding and neutralizing enemy mines or covertly mining in deep and shallow waters. The Navy's two main legacy mine countermeasure platforms, the Avenger-class minesweeper ships and its MH-53E Sea Dragon helicopters, are in short supply. Retirement of the minesweepers and helicopters has been planned for more than a decade, but the littoral combat ship and its mine countermeasures package that will replace them have been delayed. These delays have pushed out-of-service dates back again and again. Six systems make up the package, including three airborne detection and neutralization systems, fielded by helicopters and drones, and three in-water systems, including a mine-hunting sonar, a mine-sweeping system operated from a common unmanned surface vehicle, and an unmanned underwater vehicle capable of finding mines buried in the seafloor. The Navy stated that the package was supposed to be fully operational by the end of 2022, but the sonar only completed initial operational test and evaluation at the end of 2022. Initial operational capability for the package, as well as the mine-hunting sonar, is expected sometime in 2023, a Navy official said. The service plans to buy 24 packages to equip 15 of the Independence-class littoral combat ships. That leaves 9 mine countermeasure packages for potential use on other vessels of opportunity, a Navy official said. Those may include the Navy's expeditionary sea-based ships, flexible vessels that also deploy expeditionary mine countermeasures companies. Meanwhile, a range of mainly unmanned surface and subsurface mine countermeasures, sensors, and neutralizers, which could add capability to the systems the Navy will field this decade, are still in development. The Navy is now reorganizing its mine countermeasure squadrons into task forces, with members within each of the geographic combat commands. As for placing mines, it's a mission that could give the service an asymmetric advantage in a conflict with China or Russia, one expert said. The service has a renewed emphasis on mining, with the Navy transitioning the mission from the surface fleet to the commander of submarine forces. That could fuel progress in fielding new types of subsurface deployed mines. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org and look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books-A-Million stores across the United States.